The 25-year-old Mozart was already a seasoned composer when he left his church job in Salzburg, but as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, in Vienna he began his most unusual and ambitious sacred work yet, without a guarantee it would ever be performed.
Mozart mentioned in a letter to his father that he wanted to write a mass for his new wife, Constanze, a soprano.
But there was no commission.
Temple University music history professor Stephen Zone.
It's not usual for him to write something on spec, or just because he wanted to write something that showed the love for his wife.
Also unusual for Mozart's time was the musical style. It's a cantata mass where choruses alternate with elaborate arias.
You have these very solemn choral movements, and then you have something that sounds like it could come out of the magic flute or something, with the Queen of the Night singing.
There are also fugues and double fugues, more reminiscent of Bach and Handel than late 18th century composers. Mozart never wrote all the sections needed for a mass, and the first performance with Constanze as soloist at the Abbey of St. Peter's back in Salzburg may have used supplemental music. Yet even in its unfinished form,
the music is Mozart at his most dazzling. You get Mozart the opera composer and Mozart the composer of sacred vocal music and Mozart the explorer of Baroque counterpoint, all of these wrapped into one.
Mozart's Mass in C minor is now a standard part of the concert repertoire.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.